Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Mem Ches, we are up to Sif Beis, the fourth line on page 24. We discussed yesterday a few different reasons why a person should not set out traveling on a boat ride within 3 days before Shabbos. We mentioned reason number one was because it might cause him to have to do malacha on Shabbos. Reason number two was because he might be lacking in his own Shabbos by not feeling well within the first 3 days of his trip. And the third reason we mentioned was because it's part of the gzeira of not swimming or not floating because you might build a device, so being in a boat when Shabbos starts was included in that gzeira. And now we're going to pick up in Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, "Hod de'ein mafligin basvina pachos mishlosh yomim kodem haShabbos." That which we said that you cannot go out on a trip on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos, hatam mishum oneg Shabbos. So here the Shulchan Aruch tells us the reason is because of Oneg Shabbos. We assume that you're not going to feel well 3 days into the trip, and therefore if you go out on your trip within 3 days before Shabbos, it's going to take away from your Oneg Shabbos. Shekol shlosha yomim harishonim yesh lohem tsar u'bilbul. Because all 3 days, when you first set out traveling on a boat, you have pain and confusion, and you're nauseous, and you're not feeling well. And it takes away from your Oneg Shabbos. V'dafka l'mafligin bayamim hamaluchim. That's specifically one who is traveling out to sea, to the ocean, where there are many waves and it's salty. Aval b'naharos ein shum tzar l'mafligin b'hem. But one who's just traveling on a boat in a river, so there we don't have tzar for one who is traveling there. And therefore the whole limitation that we're discussing over here of not going out 3 days before, l'fi this reason, is only going out to sea, not going out to a river. And therefore you would be allowed to go out to a trip on a river in a boat even on Friday. But there's one other criteria that you must fulfill. That's as long as it is not known to us that it's not 10 tefachim deep. She'll explain in a second. Aval b'makom she'yadua lanu, but in a place where it is known to us, shemikarka asvina lakarka hanor, that from the ground, the floor of the boat, till the floor of the river, is pachos me'asar tefachim, if it's less than 10 tefachim, less than approximately 40 inches, aser lotzei schutz latchum mishum iser tchumin. Then you have a separate problem, which we also discussed yesterday, of the iser of tchumin. You're not allowed to go outside the tchum Shabbos, and we hold, in general, that if an area over 10 tefachim from the ground, there's no isra of tchumen, only if you're within 10 tefachim from the ground. And therefore, that which we say you can go out to the river, even on Friday, and continue your travels on Shabbos, is only assuming that it will not get more shallow than 10 tefachim from the bottom of the boat to the bottom of the river, in which case you have a problem going outside the tchum. But if you're above 10 tefachim the whole way, then there's no problem because there is no isra tchumen above 10 tefachim. So you have to make sure that it's not going to be too shallow. But the way the Mechaber says it is, that as long as it's not known to us that it's less than 10 tefachim. And we'll see exactly what that Lashon comes to tell us when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. First, let's see the Ramah. V'chein b'svina sheyitzarech ha-Yisrael lovo lidei malacha b'Shabbos. And so too says the Ramah, if he's going out on a boat and the Yisrael is going to have to come to do malacha on Shabbos, Aser likanes ba shlosh yomim kodem haShabbos. It is forbidden for that person to start traveling on the boat within the 3 days before Shabbos if it will lead him to have to do malacha on Shabbos. Afilu heim naharos hanovim v'hilamala me'asara. Even if it's a regular flowing river and he's above 10, and therefore you have no problem of a lack of oneg Shabbos, you have no problem of tchumen, but still if it's going to lead to some kind of pikuach nefesh, you'll have to do malacha, that's another reason why it would be forbidden to start traveling out within 3 days before Shabbos. And the Rama ends off and says, Aval ein iser bamesha behemos moshchos hasvino besvas hanar. But there is no iser in that which the animals are leading the boat on the riverbanks. Meaning you have on the two sides of the river the animals going and the boats attached and the animals are helping the boat travel. That is not a problem. V'lodami lahalicha bikaron sha'asar. It's not similar to going in a wagon that is being led by animals on land, which is forbidden. On Shabbos, you can't go on a wagon being led by animals, but you can go on a boat that's being led by animals on Shabbos, and we will explain the difference in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's begin the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkaton Yud Beis, the fourth wide line. So again, to review what we were saying, we said that which you can't go out on a boat within 3 days, the reason is because of Oneg Shabbos, because the first 3 days you have Tzar and Bilbul, but that's Dafka if you're going out to a sea that is salty. But in a river, there is no Tzar. And then we said in the Mechaber, Therefore, you are allowed to go out to a river in a boat, even on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mishabura in Sikkot Yudbeis, the Ein Tzarech Lifsok Imo Sheyishbos. You're allowed to go 100%. You don't have to make any stipulation with the non-Jewish captain that please make sure that you're going to stop for Shabbos. You don't have to worry about that. In terms of actually going out on Shabbos itself, that we'll see shortly in the next Sif. Sif Koton Yud Gimel goes in that which the Mechaber says, as long as you don't know that it's less than 10 Tfachim deep. The Kevon de Tchumen de Rabbanon Hu. Since the Isser Tchumen is only de Rabbanon, the Afilu Tchumen de Yud Beis Mil. And even though normally a Tchum is 2,000 Amos, that's for sure in the Rabbanon that you can't go outside of your city 2,000 Amos. There's another din of tchumen of going yud beis mil outside of your city, and that is a discussion of its daraisa. The rabbanon many posts call it daraisa. But afilu tchumen the yud beis mil kaimelon de biyamim unaharos ein b'hem iser daraisa divrei hakol. But when you're talking about traveling, even yud beis mil in the water, so then according to everyone, it's not going to be an iser daraisa she'ein domen ledigle midbar, because it's not similar to the way they encamped in the desert. They were on dry land; they were not in the water. And therefore, the Tchumen is learned out from the Midbar. And therefore, even those who hold Yud Beis Mil on the ground would be Daraisa when it comes to the water, it's the Rabbanon. So the whole issue of going outside the Tchum when you're in the water is only a Rabbanon. Lefikach tolinon bisveiko lohokil. Therefore, we assume if there's any suffix that we can go lenient. So if we don't know how deep the water is, so the Aminim will say, da'omok asara tfachim mikarka asrino lakarka amayim. We will assume, if we don't know otherwise, that there is more than 10 tefachim from the bottom of the boat to the bottom of the water. The ain tchumen l'malo me'asara. And we know that once you're above 10, so there is no problem of tchumen. And therefore the Mechaber writes it in a way that as long as you don't know that it's less than 10 tefachim. If you're in Suffolk, then we assume it's more, because only the Rabbanon we go l'kula. Sivkot and Yudalud. Again, these 10 tefachim have to go from the karka of the svina, from the floor of the boat, to the floor of the water. Pirish. Afal pisha mayim amukim asara. Even if the water is 10 tefachim deep, in masvina mishukas b'mayim, if the boat is somewhat submerged in the water, she'ein bein karka asvina la karka mayim asara tefachim. That even though the water is 10 tefachim deep, but from the bottom of the boat, which is in the water, till the bottom of the water, it's not 10 tefachim, then you're going to be good to go, as we'll see. So lomi baya imhu yoshe basvina lomata me'asara. Sorry, then it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem now because they're less than 10. If from the bottom of the boat, it's less than 10 from the floor, even though the water is more than 10, that's considered less than 10. And needless to say, if you're sitting in the boat, lamata me'asara, you're sitting on the lower level of the boat, where it's actually under 10 tefachim, nimsa mahalich lamata me'asara, so there it's clear you're traveling less than 10 tefachim, and you'll have a problem of tchumim, el afilu imhu yoshe basvina b'mokom gavoha, even if you're sitting at a higher place in the boat, shu lamalo me'asara mikarkoyes amayim, that the place where you are sitting, you're more than 10 tefachim above the bottom of the water, gam kein aser. It's still forbidden. Kevan shasvina rechava arboa v'nichal hiluch. Since the boat is 4 tefachim wide, and it is easy to get around on the boat, ka'omed lamata damya. We view it that everyone's on the bottom of the boat. So even if you try to sit at a higher place, and from where you're sitting it's more than 10 tefachim, if the bottom of the boat is less than 10 tefachim from the bottom of the water, it's considered that you're also within 10 tefachim, and then it's aser because of the tchum Shabbos. However, v'yesh matirin kishu yoshev l'malo me'asar tefachim. Some are lenient in the last case, when you're actually sitting at a point of the boat that's more than 10 tefachim. V'ein raglov tuluyos l'mata me'asar tefachim. And your feet are not hanging down below to a place that's within 10 tefachim. Some are lenient in that case. V'yesh lismoch al divreim kishu tzarech l'kach. And if need be, you can rely on that shita, just sit in a higher place of the boat. As long as you're above 10 tefachim, you will be good to go in a time of need. Then we said in the Mechaber, if it will be less than 10 tefachim, so then it will be aser to go outside the tchum because of the iser tchum. It says in the Shibur and Tezvav, Hainu b'kola shloshi yavim shekodem Shabbos. It will be aser to take off on your boat all 3 days before Shabbos. Im yodea she is damen lo shom b'Shabbos mokom ahu. If you know that you're going to happen to be in this place on Shabbos, v'yitzarech lavur alav alisra tchumen. You know you're going to be in the area that's below 10 tefachim, it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. If you realize you're going to be in that area on Shabbos, then it's going to be usur even to go out on your trip even within the 3 days before. Aval kodem lazeh mutter, but to go out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that'll be mutter, even if you know that on Shabbos you might end up at a place which is less than 10 tefachim. Kemo shekasu b'sif aleph ba'agol, like we said yesterday in the Ramah in Sif Aleph. Fine. The Ramah added on as well that you can't go out on a boat if the Yisrael is going to need to do malach on Shabbos. If katan tazayin, afilu malach adurabonon. Even if it's going to be a malach adurabonon, it's going to be also to go into the boat within the 3 days before Shabbos. If katan yudzayin, hatam kimo shegasadnu b'malu b'sif katan ches. The reason is, like we discussed yesterday, in sif katan ches, that all 3 days before Shabbos are connected to the coming Shabbos. And therefore, you already have to be worried that you shouldn't do anything that will lead to chilul Shabbos for that Shabbos. Mashenkin, if you go out on the boat on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's connected to the previous Shabbos. You're not responsible to factor in what you're going to do now that might affect the Chilul Shabbos next week. It's not connected to that Shabbos. And then we said in the Ramah that we're not worried. There is no Isser if the animals are leading the boat through the water, as opposed to on the ground where it is a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yudzayin. Rav Shlomo, what it means to say, Dim lo haya Isser acher. Assuming there are no other isurim, kigon, for example, b'naharos hanovim ulamala me'asara. It's a flowing river, so there's no problem of seasickness, there's no problem of a lack of onik Shabbos. And it's above 10, so there's no problem of tchumen. V'gam lo yitzarech ha'yisrael lasas malach ha'sham. There's no concern that a Jew's going to have to do malach on Shabbos. So all other isurim are factored away. Ein less or lisa basvina, you don't have to aser traveling in a boat, heicha shabehemos moshkos asvina, when the animals who are on dry land are leading the boat that's in the water, you don't have to aser because of that. Diyeh domek ilu yoshev bikaron, even though it would be similar to sitting in a wagon, v'hav behema moshechas oso da aser. Even though it's similar to going in a wagon that's led by animals on dry land, which we know is forbidden, lo amrinan hachi. We don't say that it's the same thing and it's usher in the water as well when the animals are leading the boat. The reason why you can't be traveling in a wagon led by animals is we're worried that you might rip off a branch of a tree to use as a whip to beat the animals to go faster, and that's only a problem on dry land. Aval hacha habehemos hocho berocho mimenu, but over here, the animals are much further ahead of you, so it's not nogeya, even if you find a tree that you can reach from the water, it's not nogeya to be whipping him, he's way ahead of you, and you can't do it anyway. And therefore it would be mutter to head out, even within the 3 days of Shabbos, when the animals are leading on dry land, the boat that is traveling in the water. And now we go onward in Siv Gimel. Back on top, the fourth to last line. Heicha de mutter lahaflig mi erev Shabbos. In any of these scenarios that we just discussed, that you are allowed to head out on the boat on Friday, im nichnas basvino bi erev Shabbos v'kona b'shvisa. If you entered the boat on Friday and you were kona shvisa, now let's explain that for a moment. When it comes to tchum Shabbos, wherever a person establishes his residence in the beginning of Shabbos, that's his tchum. So if he's in a city, so he has 2,000 amos from that city. So wherever you station yourself when Shabbos begins, that's where we start either measuring from there or from where the city ends from where you are. That's called being Kona Shvisa. So in a case where he is allowed to go out on the boat on Friday, and he goes into the boat on Friday, and he's Kona Shvisa, Afa Pisha Mafleges B'Shabbos Mutter. Even though the boat starts traveling on Shabbos, that's permissible. As long as from the time that you were Kona Shvisa, which we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, that during Bein HaShemashos, during twilight, between Shkia and Tseis, if you sat in that place the entire time, that's where you establish your residence, that's when you're Kona Shvisa. So assuming you were Kona Shvisa on the boat, you can have the boat travel on Shabbos, but the Shulchan Aruch says as long as once Shabbos starts, you don't go off the boat and back on. As long as you just stay on the boat from the time you were Kona Shvisa till the boat takes off, that will be okay. We'll explain all of it more in the Mishnah Berurah, but let's first read the Ramah. V'yesh omrim da'afilu yotza min asvina shari. Some are more lenient and they say, no, even if you were Kona Shvisa and you went off the boat on Shabbos and back on the boat, it's still okay for the boat to start traveling on Shabbos. D'mi'achar shekona ba shvisa mi'erev Shabbos. Because once you already acquired your residence on the boat, on Friday, mutter achakach likones ba b'Shabbos u'l'haflu. You're allowed to go back on the boat and start traveling on the boat on Shabbos. V'yesha osin kiddush basvina. There are those who, when they establish residence on the boat, they actually make kiddush on the boat. Then they go back home and they go to sleep there. And they come the next morning back to the boat and they start traveling. And that is the minhag in some places. One should not protest against them. Now let's see the Mishabura. We'll get a little more clarity in what's going on over here. Sivkot and Yutes. In a case where it is mutter for the boat to start traveling on Erev Shabbos, says the Mishabura Perish. In the last sif, when the Mechaber came up with all the ways that it would be mutter to go in the river, not in an ocean, if you're above 10, not below 10, that was all only permissible on Friday. That's all the Mechaber discussed. But on Shabbos, he didn't discuss any permissibility. V'kan osi lo ruye. Here the Mechaber and Sif Gimel is coming to teach us that sometimes af b'Shabbos mutter lahaflug b'hem. That sometimes even on Shabbos you can start traveling. And that's assuming that you did what? The Mechaber told us. You went into the boat on Friday and you were kana b'shvisa, sifkot un chof. Hainu sheyoshav shom ko ben ashmashos ad shetechshach. It means to say you sat on the boat from sunset till the stars came out, the entire ben ashmashos, till it got dark. And then the Mechaber said, then you could take off on the boat as long as you didn't go off the boat and back on the boat on Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Mishabur explains that in Sifkot Nochav Aleph. The Ilav Hochi, because if not so, but you did get off the boat, Aser Likanes Bab Shabbos. It will be forbidden to get back on the boat on Shabbos. Mipnei Shenire Keshot Al Pnei Hamayim. Because that resembles swimming in the water. And that's Aser Kemosha Kosav Simen Shin Lamites. Going onto the water on Shabbos. The same way you can't go into the water on Shabbos, you can't go onto a boat on Shabbos. And therefore the Mechaber says that even if you were Kone Shvisa there, you are allowed to then start traveling on Shabbos as long as you didn't go off. Once you go off and come back on, you have a whole other problem, and that is the problem of the gzeira that you might come to make a raft, included in the gzeira of swimming on Shabbos, because you're going into the water. Here it happens to be in a boat that's on the water, but that's included in the same takana that you can't go into the water on Shabbos. However, the Ramah says that there are those who say that even if you're off the boat, it is permissible once you are kona shvisa on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah explains it's a katan chav beis. Hainu, the al yedeze havelei hasvina kebeso. Once you akona shvisa on the boat in bein hashmashos, the boat is now your house. The einu nira kishot keshinichnas of b'shabbos, and therefore when you go back in the boat, which is now your house on Shabbos, it doesn't look like you're going swimming. That is your house, and you're allowed to go into your house on Shabbos. And therefore the Rama argues and says that if you akona shvisa, it is no problem going off and coming back on. V'afilu ledeya zo einu mol hakinyan shvisa. And even according to this more lenient opinion, it does not help to be kona shvisa ella sheyia mutter lichnos ba'asvina b'shabbos. It only allows you to go off the boat and back on the boat on Shabbos. Aval kishemagia achakach liabosha. But after you finish traveling on the boat and you reach dry land, aser lo lozus me arba amosav. You will not be allowed to leave your four amos. The rule is that once you go out of your tchum on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do, wherever you land, you are not allowed to move four amos from that spot. And therefore, even though you were allowed to go off the boat and back on the boat, once you did that, and we'll explain this further later, once you went off and came back on, now when you traveled outside the tchum, you won't be allowed to travel more than four amos from the boat after your arrival in your new location. However, in the brackets he writes, but if you dock in a city that's surrounded by walls, like you're within a city with walls, you're in an Erev, so Ayin Shom Ba'ago, there it would be more lenient. Continues the Mishavura, Aval im lo yotza me'asvina me'esha kona shvisa. But if you spent the Bein Hashmashos in the boat and you were kona shvisa, and you never went off and back on, you remained on the boat and you traveled, and then you docked in a place, mutter achar kach leilich b'mokum shiagia liabosha ad alpayim l'choruach. Then you have the right to travel 2,000 amos in all directions from where you land. So let's just explain this. The Mishabur is telling us a very interesting thing. If you were kona shvisa, as Shabbos was beginning, on the boat, and now you go off the boat and back on, and then you travel, wherever you stop, you can't walk more than 4 amos. But if you didn't go off the boat, and you were kona shvisa, and you traveled, and you landed in a place, then you have a whole new 2,000 amos to go wherever you want. The explanation is as follows. that when you're in the boat, we're assuming the boat is above 10 tefachim, and therefore there's no problem of tchum, and there's no real kona shvisa until you get off the boat. So if you got off the boat here and back on, you were kona shvisa in this city, and now when you traveled, you left your tchum. So now you can't move more than 4 amos. But if when you were kona shvisa on the boat, you never went off the boat over here, so you're still hanging around above 10 tefachim where there's no kinyan shvisa, now when you dock in the place that's outside that tchum, that wasn't your tchum. So now you're kona shvisa when you first get off the boat. Mamela, you have 2,000 amos in all directions. That explains that Mishnah Berurah. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the fifth to last line, the third to last word. V'hani mili k'shehoisa svino lo'olam l'malam yasara tefachim. That's only assuming the boat was always above 10 tefachim from the time that you got on Erev Shabbos until you docked in your new place on Shabbos, you were always above 10 tefachim. Memele, you were never kona shvisa until you got off the boat when it docked. K'mavur sham. However, in the boat itself, you could always walk around the entire boat, even if you went off the boat on Shabbos and back on in the original place, and then you docked somewhere else, out of the Tchum, you would be allowed to walk within the boat itself. You just would not be allowed to go more than 4 amos off the boat. Since Lamaisa, this is the place of Yokona Shvisa in the boat, while it was still day. On Friday, the low kona shvisa klami bodom. If we're not kona shvisa at all, I am the kamam besimin tofei sevzayim b'mishavura kishon bi'arno kol prati adinu ha'elu. We will get into much major discussions of the kona shvisa later on when we get to Hilchos Eruvin. Sevkadon chav gimel shvisa mi'er Shabbos. We said that some say the Rama said some say that even if you went off the boat, you're allowed to go back on since you were kona shvisa mi'er Shabbos. Va'afibu imchal yom tov erev Shabbos shari lukno shvisa. Even if Yontov was on Friday, right before Shabbos, you could be kona shvisa on Yontov for Shabbos. The aim bazem mishum achana miyontov leShabbos, that would not be considered preparing from Yontov to Shabbos. That would be fine. The ain amor lazeh kinyan shvisa shekana mi erev Yontov, but the kinyan shvisa that you did on erev Yontov on Thursday going into Friday would not help you for Shabbos. That don't help you for Friday. You need a new kinyan shvisa on Friday going into Shabbos to help you for Shabbos. The ayim esimin tov tes zayim. The aids open ainbo mishum achana. We'll discuss over there where there's no problem, how it's considered not a problem of achana. Sifkadon chav dalad is the last point of the Rama told us that some people make kiddush on the boat, then they go home to sleep, and they come back to the boat and start traveling in the morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah as we turn to page Yud Gimel, Gam l'day azu ba'inan sheyeshev sham kol ben hashmashos l'kinyan shvisa. Even according to this opinion that they made Kiddush, you still have to be in the boat the entire ben hashmashos to become a shvisa. Elo shesovrim, rather they hold, the l'chatchila nachon laso sham gam ken kiddush v'lechom at. It's just better to make Kiddush on the boat and eat a little bit. Why? To advertise the idea that you were kona shvisa over there, and people that see you traveling would not suspect you. I would like to read one note, and that is back across on page 24. On the top of the page, note number 13. It's going on the first Mishnah Berurah in Sif Gimel, which is Sikatan Yutas, where we said that the Mechaber is discussing a case where you're allowed to go out on the boat and start traveling on Shabbos. So in note 13 he writes, V'kevan sheyesh ofen shemutter lahaflik basvina b'Shabbos. Since, as we just saw, there is a scenario where you could start traveling on a boat on Shabbos, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, shemutter ledaber b'Shabbos ala floga basvina. So mainly you're allowed to talk on Shabbos about going traveling on a boat, because you're allowed to travel on a boat on Shabbos. The aim of them is from Isser v'daber dover, and that's not considered an Isser of speaking choldik things on Shabbos. Okefiyah mevur b'shochnach l'kamon. Shekevet shemotir l'alachas michutz la'tchum ayidei burgenin. Since you're allowed to go outside your tchum as long as there's a little hut along the way, mutir l'daber akach b'shabbos. You're allowed to speak about it on Shabbos. So whatever you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to speak about it on Shabbos. Umitam zed tzidid agonu shom zamen arbach, shemutir la'odam lomar, shebetachnito linsoa l'mokom she'efshir lagia elo b'smina. So according to this, Shlomo Zalman says, a person can discuss his itinerary, his plans, that he wants to travel to a certain place, you know, on Monday, since that is something that he's allowed to do on Shabbos, because he's allowed to travel by boat. Even though he plans on going there in a car or in a train, he can discuss it on Shabbos b'loshen nesiyah, in a language of traveling. The same way that you could say, you know, I'm going to my friend's house on Tuesday, because you could walk to your friend's house, even though I plan on driving. I'm allowed to say I'm going to go to my friend's house on Tuesday, because that's not speaking about any cholbik thing, because I could walk there. So too, I could say, I'm going to wherever, across to New York. There's a ferry that goes across to New York, so I'm going to New York, because there's a ferry that takes you from Connecticut to New York. There's a ferry, right, from Bridgeport, somewhere to Long Island. There's a ferry, so I could say I'm traveling, I'm going to New York on Tuesday, because it could mean that I'm going in a boat, even though I really plan on taking a train or taking a car. V'ein loshon zu moral dover ha'osu b'vali b'Shabbos, and this language does not signify anything that's for sure usher on Shabbos. V'af makomo she'ein efsharus lagia eleim basvina, and even places that you can't reach by boat. Da'as lagono shalom zamen arbach, Shemutr la'adam lomer shebetach niso linso alem. You could still say that you're planning on traveling there. Shere yochol hu lahagia la'osa mekomos aidei rechiva bofnayim, because you can get there by bicycle. So even a place that you can't go by boat, since you can get there by bicycle, you could say I plan on going there because I can get there by bicycle. The avze nikra nesia, bicycle is also considered traveling. Ach kosav agonu shomu zamen arbach sheminastam horozu sheyachas dafka b'mi sherogel arachev al ofnayim. However, this heter l'chora only works with someone who normally travels by bicycle. Ubein anoshim haregim lasos kein, and people that he's discussing with also normally travel by bicycle, therefore shayach that he's discussing bicycles. Omnom kayom shekvar eskabel hu'isul in sol b'ofnayim, but nowadays we're it's been established that we don't use bicycles on Shabbos. It's an udud d'chol. Sheish lomar she'aser lomar l'mocher esa b'afnayim. So already nowadays, it would be forbidden to say that I'm traveling by bicycle tomorrow. That's all. The Aruch HaShulchan Aruch Shulchan Zaman Arbach. Achein das lagon Rav Yoshev. Shekevan shestam nesiyahu barechev. Since when you say you're traveling, the understanding is that you're going by car. Ein heter lomar stam loshon nesia. There's no heter to say stam, I'm going to travel. Afilu shekavanoso laflogo olu rechiva ofnayim. Even if you plan on going on a boat or going by bicycle, you still can't say I plan on traveling, since the normal way to travel is to travel by car nowadays. And therefore, Rav Yoshev answers this as a problem of a daber dover. We'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up in the next year in Sif Dalud.